Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is developing self-confidence to live your best life. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to take steps to build your confidence, recognize that others' judgment or callousness isn't truly about you, and use your freedom of choice to gain control of your life. My guest today is Netta Lena, founder of Rise Up For You, NLN Productions, and senior producer of nonprofit Young Americans. Netta is also a performance coach, a podcaster, an educator, and a coach in leadership, confidence, and mindset. Today, I'm going to talk to Netta about using forgiveness as a tool, the power of choice, and overcoming self-doubt to realize your full potential. Sound good? Today, the free giveaway is Netta's confidence scoring worksheet, and it's from week one of her Jumpstart program to living your best life. Listeners can download it at wellwomanlife.com/016show. I love this giveaway because it allows you to score your own confidence level so you can see where you are and where you need to work. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor today, Leafy Greens. They provide seasonal cleanses and nutrition consultations, and I love them. Leah is the owner, and she does a 21-day cleanse that literally changed my life a couple of years ago. I'm actually in the middle of that again because I do it about every quarter, and I'm feeling great. So if you want to get in on this, go to wellwomanlife.com/leafygreens to sign up for the cleanse and get a special Well Woman 10% discount. Now to my interview with Netta Lena. Hi, Netta. This is so great to have you on the show today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
So Netta, tell me what you're working on and how it impacts women's lives and well-being.
Thank you so much. That's a great question. So currently I'm the CEO and the founder of Rise Up For You. It's a company dedicated to empowering women to live their best life and take the next step in their life, both professionally and personally. And it's completely dedicated to women so that we can be the best version of ourselves and really show up in life at 1,000%.
Oh, that's awesome. We are totally singing from the same tune here, aren't we? That's great. And so specifically, what kinds of services do you offer? I know you're a coach and a leadership coach and everything. So what kinds of things, like what does that look like?
Yeah, thank you. So I am actually a woman's coach, a woman's life coach, and I help women overcome self-doubt so that they can unleash their full potential and take a rise in both their career and their life. So really finding happiness and success in their life. With Rise Up For You, we put on events, we have meetups. So we have our first conference, for example, in November in Huntington Beach, where we will be bringing hundreds of women together with incredible, you know, speakers and collaboration. And then Rise Up For You is a place and a support system where they can go and get a ton of resources. We have the podcast where we interview other professionals and experts where they'll give strategies and tips, free information. And then the website itself is constantly putting out content, you know, 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And how did you get into being a leadership coach and a women's coach? Like, how did that happen? Because I know you have a varied background, and we heard in the introduction about a lot of the things that you have been up to. But what was the sort of turning point for you where you decided to become a coach?
Well, I think, you know, it's natural. You know, being a leader and being a coach in the sense of empowering and helping others was something that I always had, even when I didn't have a title. So even when I was, you know, back in high school and whatnot. So I know that you'll probably mention it, but I started as a performer. I started as a singer and dancer, and really quickly, and I would say months into touring the world, I became a leader on the tour and empowering and helping the other performers, pulling out their potential. And I actually found out that I enjoyed doing that amongst everything. So over performing and all of that, I really loved helping people reach their full potential and feeling empowered and motivated to be their best self. So right after that, I built a hybrid career. So I went into education and stayed in the performing arts as a director. And through that, I continued to empower and lead and educate, and I became an executive soon after that, really, really fast. And that's where I really tapped into my powers of helping others be their best selves. So I was working with, you know, employees and women, professional men, helping them be the best at what they do on a daily basis, professionally and personally.
Hmm. Okay. I love that because, you know, so much of what we talk about on the Well Woman Show is really that this idea that we have all of these things, these strengths and these gifts, and we have them and we always have them, but we don't always tap into them. And so what you're saying really resonates because you were always a leader. You just, you tapped into that and you recognized that you were a leader in all of these different areas of your life.
Right. And it's something that, you know, at the end of the day, even when I was a young child, I always loved just giving back and helping others, you know, help themselves and helping myself along the way, which is key point that I'm sure we can talk about later. But that, and that's just something that I allowed my heart and my intuition to follow that. And once I really realized that I really love helping other people and helping myself and helping them be the best, that's, I just ran with it. And I followed my heart and I put myself in the, and I created these paths for myself so that I can do that.
That's awesome. And, you know, as we develop our careers and follow our passion and create the lives that we have, we do go through ups and downs, obviously. It's a rocky road, right? It's not just like all of a sudden you're this, you know, fabulous person and doing all this stuff. So can you describe a time in your life when you didn't put yourself first, when you weren't taking care of yourself the way you probably now know you need to? And sort of walk us through, you know, talk us through that story.
Absolutely. It's very interesting, actually, because the majority of my life, I did put myself first. And I realized at a very young age that if I didn't take care of myself, I wouldn't be able to give back to others. And I loved giving back to others. And so I spent a lot of my time working on me. You know, I got my education, was constantly developing myself, reading, loving myself, doing beautiful things for myself, really taking care of me and finding out who I was. And then later in my life, I was very, very successful by my definition. And I was making incredible, you know, six figures, had a beautiful home on the lake, brand new luxury car, things that I liked at the time and enjoyed, and that's fine. And I was an executive, top executive, and I was still very, very young. I was in my 20s when all this was happening. And I fell in love with a beautiful man who is a great human being. And I started to put him before myself. And I had never experienced this before because I always made sure that I was taken care of. And the balance started to go a little bit more towards his side. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And before I realized it, I was sacrificing more than myself to be in this marriage. And I want to clarify that it wasn't his fault. It was something that I just thought was right. You know, sometimes as women, we innately do things more for other people and we forget about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up resigning from my job. I sold my house. I sold my car. I moved out of the country for my husband, and I sacrificed a lot. There was a lot of things that that I initially wanted, and then he didn't want, so I was like, okay, and kept sacrificing. And within, and a lot of my intuition I was ignoring. Now, this is really, really important, because as women, we often ignore our intuition. It's in there. We have these little signs that say, it doesn't feel right. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And we do it anyways. And so we got married. I moved out of the country, made a ton of sacrifices. And in three weeks now, we were on our way to divorce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was shattering. It was heartbreaking. It was probably the lowest moment. And all I can remember as I was back on the plane, because again, I was out of the country, it's like, wow, I just completely sacrificed everything, my whole career, everything, my family, left my family, sold my house, sold my car. And now I'm back on a plane with only three luggage, and everything that I worked really, really hard for is gone. And I just remember sitting on that plane completely devastated. Obviously, my heart was broken. But not only was my heart broken, a piece of me was gone. I sacrificed it. I gave it away. Mm. And so I just remember sitting on the plane and thinking, you know what? There's three things that I have going right now. My health. I still have my family. And I have choice. I have choice. The ability to choose to either rise up and make a positive outlook and experience from this, or go the opposite way. So I had my confidence and I still had my mindset. And even though it sank for a while, I didn't let myself sit in that situation and sit into that depression or that self-doubt. And from that, even though that was probably the most difficult, one of the more difficult situations in my life, but I realized that I had the strength and the power within to rise above it.
Mm. Wow, there's so much there in that story. What I want to ask you, how long were you sort of knocked down, so to speak? I mean, you say you sort of maintained your confidence and your mindset, but did it take a while to find that? Or was it literally like when you were on the plane, you were like, okay, I'm getting it together?
So this is a really important question. And I'm glad that you asked this. So it doesn't go away overnight, right? Like I lost a piece of my confidence and I was feeling really, really down and I was shattered. Now that doesn't go away overnight, right? Because we're not robots. And, you know, that's how we are as human beings. We feel things, we're emotional, and things affect us, and it takes time to get over it. But what I did allow myself to do is to continue to develop and make myself better and continue to honor my growth and the positive mindset while I was going through this change and while I was going through this hurt. And often what we do as human beings, not just women, is that when we go through trials and tribulations as such, we let it just overcome us completely. And then we don't have any motivation to do anything. You know, we get very, very depressed. We let it sabotage us. We let it get in the way. And I really encourage people, and this is one of the things that I do with my coaching, I really encourage people to embrace the ups and downs in life, all of the different colors of life. Embrace it, give yourself time to heal while at the same time pushing forward to be a better you and pushing forward and allowing yourself to build a happy mindset and environment around you.
Mm. And how important was it to have your family? You mentioned your family earlier, but you know, I think a lot of times we rely on family and friends in those situations. How important was that?
You know, I'm going to be really, really honest, which is important. Sometimes family isn't the best in some given situations, especially when it comes to romance, right? Because your family is there to protect you and guide you, and they want the best for you. And so sometimes their viewpoints can be very extreme, right? Oh man, you were hurt. You lost everything for this guy. You gave up your life. You gave up your career. Forget about it. Move on, right? Like it can be a little bit more, and I'm sure that that resonates with you or people that are listening. And sometimes the advice cannot be very supportive or comforting or helpful depending on your family and what they're like. it was great to have my family around just to be in their space because they're my family. You know, we've always lived in the same city. We've always been around each other. But I didn't seek too much advice in regards to how to overcome this. It was more of a comfort being in their space. Mm. But I realized, and I'm sure a lot of people realize when they're in these moments, that sometimes it's better to talk with people or rely on people that aren't too close to the situation, that care about your interests, but at the same time are open to progress and open to forgiveness and happiness. And the quickest way to get over something, Giovanni, is by forgiving and accepting and being happy and allowing that space to embrace that space and allowing it to not overcome you, but saying, thank you for this experience. Thank you for all the different colors of life that I'm being seen and being able to push through that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I recently heard Brian Smith from the UGG boots, you know, company speak.
Yeah.
And he said sometimes the most disappointing disappointments are our biggest blessings.
That's and right.
I brought this up, I think, on the last show too, because it just keeps coming up, this idea of, you know, taking something and turning it around. And you brought up forgiveness. And I totally agree. I mean, it's the greatest tool we have is forgiveness and love. And you can really do a lot with that. But walk us through really a practical kind of example of how people can use that and do it. Because I think it's a nice idea, but sometimes it's not very tangible. Like, how do I actually do that? It's so hard sometimes until you do it. And then you're like, oh, that was easy.
To forgive someone, you mean?
Yeah.
So this is a really hard concept. You're right. And again, I use this when I work with women. We have to understand that the majority of things that happen in life from other people and from ourselves, what we give out to the world and then what we receive from other people, a good portion of it is not about us. Here's what I mean. When we're driving, you know, on the freeway or driving down the road and somebody speeds past you and cuts you off, initially you want to get really upset and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, what a jerk. They just cut me off. Well, what are they doing? They can get someone in an accident. They could kill people. Our brain doesn't think, wow, I hope they're okay. I wonder if, you know, maybe their child is in the back and they're really, really sick and they're rushing them to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just got a phone call that someone that they really, really love is suffering and may pass away. Maybe we don't think that way, right? So a lot of times when we get put in these really traumatic situations where we get hurt, the hurt isn't being delivered to us because we're bad people and we deserve to be hurt. The hurt has been delivered to us because the other person is hurt.
Yeah.
And they've gone through things in their life. They've gone through things in their childhood and with their journey that as a result has brought them to that moment. And you may have just been in that situation with them. Now, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person and that they were really trying to cut you down. That just means that they're going through a lot and you intercepted their hurt. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to forgive other people when you think, you know what, I understand that I was hurt in the process, but I can see that they have a lot of hurt in them. And right now they don't know how to deal with it. And as a direct result, I was intercepted and I received some of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I love how you broke it down because there's so many ways to talk about this. And we do address this a lot on the Well Woman Show because it's so central really to everything in our lives. It's, you know, we can use this tool at the grocery store, at, you know, in like standing in line when you get frustrated with someone, in traffic, like the example you just gave, in your relationships, at home, with your kids. In fact, I even break it down for my 6-year-old to use when someone's mean at school.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And I have him, you know, and it's also about compassion and empathy, right? Because it's like, okay, what's going on for that person that was mean to you when you were playing wall ball or whatever you were doing on the playground?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I had a perfect example, and the best way to put it is, and this is going to be contradictory, it's a hard philosophy to think about, but you always want to take care of yourself and love yourself while at the same time remembering that it's not about you. Now, how does that work, right?
Yeah.
You're like, what? Take care of myself, but then remembering that it's not about you. So I'll give you a perfect example. A couple days ago, a female friend of mine, she lashed out and she was like really, really edgy and said some mean things to me. And I was like, okay, we got off the phone and I allowed myself that 60 seconds of, right? Like, why? Like, that was not appropriate. 60 seconds only though, Giovanni, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I'm committed to my happiness and well-being and I'm not gonna allow that to be taken away. So then after I got over my 60 seconds, I said, is she okay? Let's see how she's doing. So I sent her a text and I said, how are you doing? Are you okay? I felt a little bit of tension there. And of course, she sent a text back that said, I'm so sorry. I'm really, really stressed out. I have this going on, and that going on, right? Mm-hmm. So that was really important because, again, it wasn't about me. I'm not, I wasn't a bad person or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't, it's not that I deserve to be tapped. I just got in the way of some of the things that she is going through. But instead of making it about me and saying, oh my gosh, she hurt my feelings. I can't believe that. I never want to talk to her again. The best way to help push through and get over that is to say, what's going on with them and how can I help them? And you'd be surprised. You would be surprised how well that helps you. Because what did that do for me? By asking her how she was doing, she validified that it wasn't me, that she's going through some stuff, and that because of that, she took it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's such a great tool to use. And it's so funny because it's actually really, you know, it's really simple, but it's difficult to do in the moment. And sometimes we don't do it and we let the situation escalate and we have an argument or whatever. And then later we think, oh, you know what? I could have dealt with that differently. So really the key here is to practice doing this so that you get better and better at doing this in the moment it's happening or within 60 seconds, like you said.
That's right. The key is to practice and to honor yourself and allow yourself to process.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just reacting. There's a lot of times, and you know this, when we react, then we get disappointed in ourselves because we're like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. There was a better way that I could have handled that. And then we get even further down on ourselves because we reacted in a way that we didn't want to react.
Yeah.
So honor yourself, let yourself process what's happening, and then from there, take the next necessary steps, whether that's how are you okay, or, you know, that really hurt my feelings and this is why, but always honor yourself, practice and process.
Yeah, no, love it. So Netta, I'm going to move us into this segment called Superpowers for Success.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little bit of a, we'll continue the conversation, but just I have a series of quick sort of questions I'm going to ask you. And I do this segment with all my guests just to really kind of get behind the scenes, behind sort of the successful, powerful woman that you are, leader that you are.
Thank you.
So the first question is, what does success in life mean to you? And I know you alluded to this earlier, but if you would just describe what success means for you.
Well, there's two things for me. The first thing is success is being able to set goals for yourself and accomplish them for yourself, whatever that means. So if your goal today is to spend more time with your kids and you do that, you've had a successful day. I think a lot of times people equate success with, you know, materialistic items, financial income, and that kind of thing. And it's not. It's if you have a goal, set it for yourself. And if you accomplish that, you were successful that day, right? So that's always changing. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, for me, being successful is following my purpose while being able to give to others. That is success for me. Success that's solely self-consumed, only doing it for yourself 24/7, 100%. At the end of the day, that's not success because it's not larger than you, mm-hmm. and it should be larger than you.
Nice. Okay. And when did you know you were really good at what you do? And I think you kind of talked about this a little bit earlier about knowing you were a leader, you know, way back even in high school. But was there a moment in your adult career, maybe with Rise Up For You, when you really knew that you were good at what you do?
That's an interesting question because we constantly get reminders all the time. But I think the most pivotal moment for me was when I was an executive. And again, I was working with a lot of women and men that were employees 30 and above for the most part. And I just really had a lot of women that were in that field, in that profession, that would say, you know, you've really empowered me to do this. You've really empowered me to do that. And not only that, the CEO was a female. And I saw a lot of change in her because of our relationship. Mm. And I was very, very honest with her. So I wasn't the employee that just nodded and said, yes, absolutely, whatever you need, sir, whatever you need, ma'am, I'll do whatever you want. I was that employee that always pushed and empowered others to be better, even if they were above me in position. Mm. So that, me being executive, was really, really pivotal because, again, my CEO was a female. And there were a lot of times where I didn't agree with stuff. And it was very easy for me to say, you know, let's try to look at it this way. What do you think about this? And over the years that I worked there, I saw that empowering shift in her. And there were times where she would come and sit in my office and say, thank you, you're right.
Mm. But that takes a certain amount of confidence and feeling that you can say that to your boss.
That's correct. Yeah. But that confidence, again, it stems over time. It stems from your childhood. It stems from your journey. And it's something that can be built. So I don't want people to think that, oh, I don't have the confidence, so I would never do that. That's something that you can acquire. And of course, that's something that I work with women all the time, is overcoming that self-doubt and building the confidence so that you can be your best. But it always goes back to, at the end of the day, nobody is better than you, Giovanni, and you're not better than anybody else. So if you have a passion and you have a vision and you have a message and you believe that it's, for example, in this situation, to help the company, well, why wouldn't I say that? It's not about me, it's about the company. If your intention is always in the right place, then you should allow your confidence to come forward and say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Netta, describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being. So how do you stay well in order to do all the things you do?
There's a couple habits that I have. The first thing is I allow myself to have space in the morning, which is really important. And so I come down, I make my favorite cup of coffee, and I just sit on the couch for 30 to 45 minutes. I don't do anything. I just sit there and I enjoy my space. I embrace my time. I honor myself. Like I said, I enjoy my favorite cup of coffee. I don't have the TV on. I don't have any music on. And I just relax. And then there's various other things that I do. I work out constantly so that I can honor my body and make sure that I'm healthy both physically and mentally. I'm constantly developing my mind by reading. So those are the main three things. And I do daily affirmations. So I have a journal where I will write down great things about myself, which are very, very needed for everybody. Writing down great things about yourself, saying them, and being able to believe them.
Yeah. And this next question, I think I know the answer to, but I'm going to ask you to describe it. What superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
finding the true potential in others, really unleashing the true potential. You know, since I've gotten into this field and since I've been doing this, there's always that reflective past that you look back on your journey. And then I look back to when I was in high school and I was like, wow, I did that when I was in high school too. I didn't even realize that I was pulling out potential from my like 14-year-old friends and being like, oh, come on, you can do it. I believe in you. Or you have a really great voice. Like, you should go and join choir. There's so much in there. Like, I was constantly doing that and I was constantly giving back. So finding the potential in others and giving back to make others feel good about who they were was, I mean, I just had this revelation again the other day. Just out of nowhere, I remember when I was 8 years old walking out of the market with my mom and I had a whole pack of Nounlaters, right? I don't know if people know what those are anymore today.
I do.
Yeah. An old pack of Nounlaters. And there was a homeless guy and I was so excited for my candy. There was a homeless guy that was to the left of me when I walked out of Albertsons. And he had a sign that said, you know, hungry, need food, please give me money, food, whatever. And I remember I like tugged on my mom's arm and I walked away from her. And she was like, where are you going? And I walked up to the guy and I looked at my Nounlaters. Mm. And I just gave him the whole pack. I was like, I don't have any money because I'm eight, but here you go. Yeah, and so- that just sparked my memory a couple of days ago. I had forgotten about that, but I remembered that. I think that I've always been like that, wanting to help others and help them be the best and pull out their potential.
Okay. And, you know, something I often refer to and talk about is this idea that we teach what we need to learn and we give what we need to receive. And give, and I mean, whatever, like that means a lot of things. That means creating, you know, we create what we need to receive. And I know that's been true for me. How has that been true for you in terms of your superpower?
Well, I mean, that's incredible. I think that's very true because it's pretty much the main thing that I use all the time is what you put out into the world is what you get back. Mm-hmm. Right? And so whatever you're creating, whatever you're giving, whatever you're doing that in a space so that you can provide that for others, but in turn, get that back. I work with women to overcome self-doubt, right? I built Rise Up For You to help women so that they can rise up for them and be the best that they can be. Now, is that something that intrinsically needs to be developed in myself? Absolutely. So it's always manifesting, always, always manifesting. And it's something that, again, whatever you put out into the world, you get back.
Okay. And Nitta, what are you reading right now? Like, what's on your nightstand?
The Confident Speaker.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's by Harrison Monarth and Lorena Case. And I'm reading this book not because I get nervous. I'm actually very, very comfortable speaking and being on stage because that's the first career that I had was as a performer. But it's always good to just go back and redevelop and reassess and look over things, even if you think that you're comfortable with it.
Yeah. And last question, Nitta, what advice would you give your 25-year-old self?
What advice? That's a good one. What advice would I give my 25-year-old self? Be patient. Be patient, be kind, and be compassionate.
With yourself or with others?
Both.
Yeah.
When I was a little bit younger, I was very, very aggressive. So I've always been strong-minded and had the confidence, but I was more aggressive and I didn't always understand why others didn't believe in themselves. So I wasn't as patient. I wasn't as compassionate when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So when I was working with, you know, other kids or other employees or friends or family, and they didn't want to be better. I didn't understand that. I was like, wow, you have so much potential in you. Just do it. You can do it. You can be the best that you can be. Not understanding that there's more than just that, right? And a lot of times people do this. They're like, you can do it. Just get your mind to be in a place. And they're like, what do you mean? What does that mean? So when I was younger, I was a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more ignorant on how to help others do that as opposed to just saying it. Do it. Be whatever you want.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. These are such important tips and really great action items I think that people can, that listeners can take and use. So thank you so much for being on the show, Netta.
You're very welcome. It's been an honor, and I hope this resonated with you and your audience. Thank you.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Netta Lena, founder of Rise Up For You. I spoke with Netta about using forgiveness as a tool, the power of choice, and overcoming self-doubt to realize your full potential. You can get Netta's Jumpstart program to living your best life for free at wellwomanlife.com/016show. Our monthly live events, Well Woman Drinks, bring women together to share successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, business owners, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show today, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility of the show, which is super helpful when it comes to producing it every week for you. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.